the 2018 National Football League Combine. This is 9 to noon. It's PA in Charge, feasting on Friday from a radio row at the Indianapolis Convention Center, adjacent to Lucas Oil Stadium. Coming up around the corner, an interview with Carolina Panthers offensive coordinator Norv Turner. Of course, former coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings. We taped this yesterday, and in patented gregarious fashion, we think you will enjoy the Norv Turner interview. That will air in the neighborhood of 9:35. Joining us now to speak extensively on National Football League free agency, because he is as plugged in as anybody we know. He is Adam Kaplan, reporter, tweeter, at Kaplan NFL, and the man we call Cap joins us now. What's up, Cap?
Guys, good to be here. Good to be here. This is my 16th NFL Combine.
Nice.
This is fun. It's changed. They have a radio row here. When I asked you where your setup was, I just assumed it was over where the television was.
No.
Right. So we're all mixed together.
Yeah, that's the big boy area over there. This is the toy department.
There are at least 20 stations here across the country. It's great.
When we first came here, eight, nine, five.
No. I think five.
No. And in the hallway, right? You were like out.
We were on the Lucas Oil.
You think there were more?
Five. Yeah, there were about five stations.
It went Sirius NFL Radio.
Yep.
The Pittsburgh bit.
Yes.
Indy's bit with Dan Dockage.
And that's it.
And Nestor Aparicio from WNST in Baltimore, where they never stopped talking.
Right.
Yeah, and you can hear Nestor five tables away. It was great. We were able to gravy train John Harbaugh interviews.
Great.
There's plenty about which to chat with you from a free agency standpoint. Obviously, on this show and in this market, the quarterback situation for the Vikings is a major talker. I want to begin here. And you being Philly-based, I'm relatively infatuated with Eagles tight end Trey Burton. What can you tell us about him, how he plays? He's an unrestricted free agent. And given you know John DeFilippo from his days in Philadelphia, do you think Burton would be a good fit for the way DeFilippo wants to run it?
I can only go by what the people work with him tell me about this particular coach. He is more of a passing guy than a run guy.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Trey Burton, who's one of the most athletic tight ends of the National Football League. Trey Burton will not re-sign with the Eagles. He's going to have a deal elsewhere.
Okay.
He'll have 3 to 4 teams interested. I would expect the Vikings to be one of them. Only because
so just back to what you
ability.
Said, one of the most athletic tight ends in the
He's
National Football
athletic.
League.
He's just a little smaller
than on a team
like.
With Zach Ertz, who's incredibly athletic.
This kid.
So is Burton untapped talent?
He is untapped talent.
Okay.
But I want to caution you, you're not going to play him 60 snaps a game or 50. He's a rotational tight end.
Okay.
Unbelievably athletic. He's what we call a move tight end. You flex him out. He's not an inline tight end.
So you're saying you can't block either.
He's a willing blocker. But also, by the way, you could throw the football. He was Eagles' emergency quarterback. Unbelievably athletic. I have a feeling that there'll be plenty of teams involved just because he's so unique for free agents. You just don't get guys like this. You play behind, as Paul said, Zach Ertz. I mean, that's why.
And his fantasy guys know. Anytime Zach Ertz goes out, you go pick up Trey Burton.
He's the best handcuff for fantasy tight end.
Yeah, rare tight end handcuff.
Yep,
yeah,
sure,
that's right.
Absolutely
true.
So I think you're on the right track. I think your thinking is right.
Thank you.
But I think the Vikings will have some company.
And
I'll leave it at that.
What Paul is saying between the lines, I think, and I'm putting words in your mouth now, by the way, there's a chance. I don't know if the chance is 1% or 80%.
There's no way to know.
There is a chance right now that Kyle Rudolph's not going to be with the team.
I don't agree. No, he'll Paul.
That's
he'll
1%.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
I mean, there can be pay restructure restructure.
Let me frame it up that way.
Yeah.
At his current deal, there is a chance, some chance out there, that he's not with this team at his current deal because he's a very expensive player.
For instance, I talked to the Raiders, okay? My understanding is they're going to approach Michael Crabtree for a pay reduction or restructure.
Right.
Now, if he refuses, he might not be on the team.
Right.
Now, I've not heard that about them approaching Kyle Rudolph. Kyle Rudolph doesn't do is run well. He's got everything else. He'll block. He's got length. He's great in the red zone. Great guy. You know about the injury history, but very good football player. What he's not is athletic.
Right.
Trey Burton is, but you can't play Trey Burton. See, this is the issue with Trey Burton in free agency. If I'm talking to teams about him, what kind of number do you put on him? He's not $8 million a year. He's probably somewhere between 5 and 6.
Not as a rotational player.
Right. Now, you're going to probably play him 30, 35 snaps, but he's such a matchup. Paul and I talked about the last time he was on a show. He's a matchup nightmare for linebackers and safeties. He's so athletic, and you talked about him when Zach Ertz got hurt. Every single time, he filled in for Zach Ertz, who's tremendous. And great, by the way, high character.
Got it.
Yeah, and so is Kyle Rudolph, for that matter. Super high character guy, for sure. I know you've looked at some of the quarterbacks in this year's draft, and there's a lot of talk because they all have. They've all got some fairly significant drawback issues. And in the case of Lamar Jackson, there is even suggestion that he might not even be a quarterback.
Well, here's the story. So my friend Bill Polian.
Hall of Fame GM.
Yeah, right there.
Who's right here.
Right there.
Bill went on of course ESPN he is. And said that, in his opinion, that Lamar Jackson should consider moving to wide receiver.
Okay.
That lit up the Twitter mafia, as I speak. Everyone, you know, has their own opinion.
Yeah.
That he must be racist to say something like that.
Well, racist?
Yeah, that's what people were calling him on Twitter. So I defended a lot of us. I work with Bill for 3.5 years at ESPN.
I don't see how you get that, but anyway. Yeah.
Especially when you've never met someone
that's
before.
Stupid.
You never talked to him. So, but I get the narrative that back in the 60s and 70s, 80s, and probably 50s, that if you looked a certain way, then you had to go to another position where there's stereotypes. And it's definitely true. There's some truth to that.
Okay.
But let's move to now in 2018. Here's who Lamar Jackson is. Mm-hmm. He's a slight of build, athletic, very smart kid, high character kid. He does not look like your prototypical quarterback. He's also an inaccurate passer. 57% passer in college at Division I is not good.
Right.
You could say what do you want about Heisman Trophy. That's irrelevant when you evaluate a quarterback. It's all about tape study.
Right.
I get, and I think NFL.com reported it, that some teams want to work him out at wide receiver here. That tells you what a Hall of Fame general manager sees. He sees a guy that is slight of build. He's over 6'2". Okay.
Is Jackson refusing?
I have not heard yet. I have not heard a response yet. I haven't talked to teams yet about him, about that particular issue. But the fact of the matter is he's not 6'2", 225, 235 pounds, built like a rock where you would never think you'd be playing anything but quarterback.
Yeah.
He's got his build. That's an issue, and his inaccuracy is an issue. Now, people have brought up Josh Allen.
Totally
different
guy.
He is so inaccurate.
Yeah.
Now, he's got high character, great arm.
Great arm. And he's 6'5", 250.
He's got everything. But you know what? Logan Thomas. I'm not saying he's Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas was drafted as a quarterback and then had him the Cardinals drafted him, and then he was so bad, the Buffalo Bills moved him to tight end, Paul, as you know.
Yeah.
So he'll be a quarterback, but you have to – Logan Thomas could move. He's pretty athletic for a tight end. He's also big, 6'6". Here's the thing. Josh Allen will go in the first round.
You think so? There's a chance he might not.
Let's put it this way. I can't peg him. Now it's early.
Yeah,
free agency
super
at first.
Early.
It's very hard to peg him to a team because, as Brian Billick told me, they talked themselves into drafting Kyle Buehler.
Right.
In the first round.
That's the guy I've been comparing him to for 3 days.
Brian,
really?
And to his credit, I talked to Brian. Brian and I worked for Fox Sports years ago, and I said, we were good enough where I could ask him what happened there. He goes, I'm one of those to blame. We thought we could take an inaccurate passer, make him accurate. You can't always do that.
So hard to do.
Coaching matters, but sometimes you just can't do it.
Right. And, Josh Allen is woefully inaccurate, and it's, we don't know to the degree to which you could ever coach accuracy.
It's a great point.
But is he inaccurate because of what he had around him at Wyoming?
Let me give you an example. So Deshaun Watson, there were issues with accuracy at Clemson.
Clemson.
Here's what teams told me. It had nothing to do with him. It was the receivers did not run good routes.
Okay.
He would throw with anticipation. They wouldn't be there. And people would say, he's inaccurate. No, it's if you do your homework, their receivers are inconsistent route runners. And you saw how great Deshaun Watson was before he got hurt.
Well, Josh Allen's, there's zero talent on
and
that
no
team
one was,
around
by
him.
The way, I don't know of anyone ever talking about Deshaun Watson as a receiver.
No.
They knew he's a quarterback.
None of that.
Right.
So I think I get why some people want to jump to the conclusions, but at least you got to do your homework first before you make that comment.
Is Lamar Jackson's comparable? He's thinner than Cordell Stewart, but I think what I remember from Cordell Stewart is a lot of these same kinds of conversations.
Well, Cordell, you just weren't sure what he was. The slash role?
Yeah.
Just wasn't a great accomplished passer. And obviously, Bill Cowher was right to move him. That was actually a great move.
Yeah.
That was and he did both. I mean,
did.
We haven't seen really a slash guy since Cordell.
No.
I can remember.
No. And then maybe Lamar Jackson ends up being that kind of guy.
We'll see.
Maybe.
Back to free agency for a second. Do you think, because I have become rather infatuated with the current performance of Rams DB LaMarcus Joyner, former second-round pick from Florida State. When he was a corner, I was okay with him. When Wade Phillips moved him to safety and used him in the nickel as kind of that hybrid safety corner, I really, really think he played well. Now, I think it's going to be a big price tag, but do you think by the LA Rams trading for Marcus Peters, what does that mean with LaMarcus Joyner and free agency?
They want to extend his contract. They're going to do all that they can, as I understand it, to keep him. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. He's been a great story.
Could he be franchised?
That could be the factor here.
Yeah.
Tavon Austin's going to move on.
And
you remember, when you look at the safety position, Malcolm Jenkins was drafted as a cornerback by the Saints. The second year, he was moved to safety. That is
excellent example.
That is what you do with guys who are not athletic. It's all about your vision. It's never about what you are.
How good has Malcolm Jenkins become?
Well, he's a leader. He's smart. And he accepted he knew he wasn't fast enough. He wasn't athletic enough. And that's called coaching. And
when he was with the Saints, I thought he was okay.
Well, actually, I'll give Greg Cosell credit, who you had on before me. Greg told me when he watched his tape at Ohio State, I think he's going to have to move to safety. And 2 years later, he did.
Hmm.
It's true. I remember it.
We have a microphone down here. We'll figure that out momentarily.
Sammy Watkins is my question. Is Sammy Watkins going to end up being released by the Rams by chance or not?
Well, no. Well, his contract's up. Yeah, his situation is very simple.
Yeah.
They made that trade for him, which is significant. They'd like to find a way to do it 2 or 3 years. I think it's probably going to be, if they can get it done, a short-term deal.
Mm-hmm.
His problem's been health. Very talented player. The Bills, as we know, reached up significantly. That was just the former GM. One of many reasons why he got fired was – you can't make a decision like that. 6 foot wide receiver who's not a speed guy, you got to do a better job of evaluation, and that's what happened there. But the Rams want to keep him. They're going to try to find a way to get it done. They got a lot of
work
to do.
Gave up a lot to get him and then to only get him for 1 year.
I know. You can't let him walk. Right. I agree with you.
Assuming the team has interest, Kirk Cousins to the Minnesota Vikings, yes or no?
Yes, but here's what I'd say. We'll just speculate a little bit. If Cousins does take his first interview with the Vikings, if he gets out of the building, he's going to Denver.
Oh.
They're not going to get him.
Oh.
I'm telling you, Denver is going to solve their quarterback problem, which is a complete bomb.
Good. They can find a way to Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. So then the next domino is where does Case Keenum go? So we'll see.
Yeah.
He'll have plenty of interest. That won't be a problem. He'll be a starter again.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Adam Kaplan at Kaplan NFL via Twitter. When we return, we play back an interview we conducted yesterday with former Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Norv Turner.